Hey there, it's Anna. Have you ever felt like you're suddenly the centre of attention, but you can't quite put your finger on why? Today, we're uncovering the hidden signals that women send to claim their interest in a man. A fascinating blend of subtle gestures and actions that silently scream, "He's mine." It's not just about the overt displays of affection, it's the clever, under-the-radar way she marks her territory, making it known to others around you that she's staking her claim, all without you even realising it. From specific mentions in conversations to strategic social media interactions. We are diving into how women signal to the world and to potential rivals that you are off the market. Intrigued to learn about these secret tactics? Stick around and let's decode the language of silent claims together. The protective stance. Imagine this. You are at a party, mingling with the crowd, when you notice a peculiar pattern. Every time you find yourself chatting with another woman, your crush seems to materialize out of thin air, strategically positioning herself between you and your conversational partner. Coincidence? I think not. This, my friends, is what we call the protective stance. It's a subtle yet powerful way for a woman to assert her claim on you without coming across as overtly possessive. By physically inserting herself into your interactions with other women, she's sending a clear message, "Back off, ladies, this one's mine." Now, I know what you might be thinking, but we're not even dating yet. Why is she acting like my personal bodyguard? Well, here's the thing. When a woman is interested in you, she doesn't want to risk losing you to the competition. And by competition, I mean any other female within a 50-foot radius. So she takes a proactive approach. She becomes your shadow, always hovering nearby, ready to swoop in and stake her claim at a moment's notice. It's like she's got a sixth sense for when another woman might be encroaching on her territory, and she's not afraid to use her body language to set some boundaries. Of course, this behaviour can be a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it's flattering to know that she's so invested in you that she's willing to go to such lengths to keep you to herself. On the other hand, it can be a bit unnerving to feel like you're being watched like a hawk every time you so much as glance at another woman. The key is to find a balance. If her protective stance seems to feel more like a vice grip, it might be time to have a gentle conversation about trust and boundaries. But if it feels more like a playful game of cat and mouse, well then sit back and enjoy the ride. After all, there's something undeniably thrilling about being pursued by a woman who knows what she wants and isn't afraid to go after it. Subtle touch. Alright fellas, let's talk about the art of subtle touch. You know what I'm talking about, those seemingly innocent moments of physical contact that somehow feel anything but casual. A brush of the hand here, a graze of the arm there. It's enough to send a shiver down your spine and make you wonder, did she do that on purpose? Well my friends, I'm here to tell you that 9 times out of 10, the answer is a resounding yes. When a woman is interested in you, she will find any excuse to initiate physical contact, especially when there are other people around to witness it. Maybe she'll lean in close to whisper something in your ear, letting her hand linger on your shoulders just a beat longer than necessary. Or maybe she will accidentally bump into you while reaching for a drink, using the opportunity to steady herself with a hand on your chest. These touches may seem small and insignificant, but trust me, they are anything but. Each one is a deliberate attempt to mark her territory, to show the world and any potential rivals that you are her person. And the best part, these touches are usually so subtle that you might not even realise what's happening. It's like she's speaking a secret language that only your body can understand, sending silent signals that bypass your rational mind and go straight to your primal instincts. Of course, it's important to remember that not all touches are created equal. There's a big difference between a flirty graze and an unwanted grope. But when a woman is using the power of touch to stake her claim on you in a way that feels playful and exciting, that, my friends, is a sign that she's into you in a big way. So pay attention to those subtle touches. They might just be the key to unlocking a whole new level of intimacy and connection. Social media presence. In today's digital age, gentlemen, the game of love is played out just as much on social media as it is in real life. And when a woman is interested in you, you better believe she's going to make her presence known on your various platforms. It starts innocently enough, a like here, a comment there, but before you know it, she's becoming a fixture on your feed, popping up so frequently that you would think she was an official sponsor. This, my friends, is what we call marking her territory in the digital realm. By consistently engaging with your content, she's sending a clear message to anyone who might be scrolling through your profile. This guy is on my radar, and I'm not afraid to let the world know it. But it's not just about the frequency of her interactions, it's also about the nature of them. Because when a woman is trying to stake a claim, she'll go out of her way to leave comments that are just a little bit flirty, just a little bit suggestive. She might drop a fire emoji on that selfie you posted from the gym, or leave a playful remark about how she'd love to join you on that hike you just went on. And don't even get me started on the tagging. When a woman starts tagging you in memes, posts, and inside jokes that only the two of you understand, that's when you know she's really trying to make a statement. It's like she's planting a flag on your profile that says, "Property of Sarah. Trespassers will be prosecuted." Now, I know what you might be thinking, but isn't all this social media stuff a little juvenile? Shouldn't we be focusing on our in-person connection? And to that I say, ¿por qué no las dos? There's no reason why your digital and real-life romances can't complement each other. In fact, when a woman is making an effort to increase her visibility on your social media, it's often a sign that she wants to take things to the next level in the real world too. She's using the online space to build anticipation and excitement for your next in-person encounter. So don't be afraid to lean into that digital flirtation. Like her post back, leave a few cheeky comments of your own, and let the virtual sparks fly. Who knows, with a little bit of online chemistry, you might just find yourself taking things offline and into the realm of a real-life romance. Inside jokes. Guys, have you ever been in a group setting with your crush and suddenly found yourself stifling a laugh at something she said, even though no one else seemed to get the joke? Congratulations, my friend. You've just been initiated into the exclusive club of inside jokes. And let me tell you, it's a clear sign that she's marking her as your own. Inside jokes are like the secret handshake of the dating world. They are little moments of shared history and understanding that bind two people together, even in the midst of a crowded room. And when a woman starts peppering your conversations with these private references, it's her way of saying, "You and I, we've got something special going on here." Maybe it's a callback to a funny moment from your first date, or a reference to a silly meme that you both love. Whatever the specifics, these inside jokes serve as a subtle reminder that you two share a unique connection, one that sets you apart from everyone else. And the best part, when she drops these jokes in front of other people, it's like she's sending out a secret signal that only you can decipher. It's a way of creating a private world within the public sphere, a world that belongs exclusively to the two of you. Of course, it's important to use inside jokes judiciously. If you are constantly cracking up at seemingly random moments while everyone else looks on in confusion, it can start to feel a bit alienating for those around you. The key is to find a balance between nurturing your private connection and still being present and engaged with the group as a whole. But when a woman is using inside jokes as a way to stake her claim on you and your shared history, that, my friends, is a beautiful thing. It's a sign that she cherishes the moments you've shared and wants to keep them alive, even as you navigate the larger social landscape. So the next time your crush drops a reference that only you understand, take a moment to appreciate the significance of that moment. She's not just trying to make you laugh, she's trying to make it clear that you are her person, now and always. And if that's not the ultimate form of flattery, I don't know what is. The shared drink. Picture this. You're out at a bar with your crush and a group of friends, and the conversation is flowing, the laughter is abundant, and the drinks are cold. Suddenly, your crush turns to you and offers you a sip from her glass, a mischievous glint in her eye. What do you do? If you're like most men, you probably take the drink without a second thought, chalking it up to a friendly gesture. Let me tell you, my friend, there's nothing friendly about this move. When a woman offers you a drink from her own glass or straw, she's sending a clear signal that she's comfortable with you on a deeply intimate level. Think about it. Sharing a drink is a profoundly personal act. It requires a level of trust and familiarity that goes beyond the realm of casual acquaintances. When she's willing to let you put your lips where hers have been, she's essentially saying, "I'm not worried about swapping spit with you because I'm already imagining swapping a whole lot more." And it's not just about the physical intimacy of the act. Offering you a drink from her glass is also a way of marking her territory in front of others. It's a subtle but unmistakable way of showing the world that you two have a special connection, one that transcends the boundaries of ordinary friendship. And the best part, when you accept the drink and take a sip, you're sending a signal right back. You are telling her and everyone else that you are comfortable with this level of closeness, that you welcome her claim on you. Of course, it's important to read the situation carefully. If you are in the early stages of dating and she offers you a sip from her glass, it might be a bit premature to read too much into it. But if you've been dancing around each other for a while and the sexual tension is palpable, then, my friend, you better believe this is a green light if there ever was one. So the next time your crush offers you a drink from her own glass, take a moment to savor the significance of the gesture. She's not just sharing her beverage with you, she's sharing a piece of herself. And if you play her cards right, that little sip could be the first of many intimate moments. So now that you know when she's marking her territory, what's next for you? Discover the signs a woman has a high sex drive, or learn what to give women to leave them thinking about you. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.